Welcome back, crew. In this lesson, we're making one of those little details that can totally sell a jungle or old-school D&B vibe, a stretched impact that turns into a smoky, haunted texture. Think of it like this. Instead of using a big shiny riser, we're taking a short vocal hit or impact sound and smearing it out into a dark tail, like warehouse fog hanging in the air after the drums slam back in. It's simple, but it adds so much mood. I'm going to keep this beginner-friendly, and we'll use stock Ableton Live 12 devices only. First, find your source sound. For this lesson, a vocalish hit works especially well. That could be a breath, a shout, a chopped word, a quick ah, yeah, or even a short impact sample with some character. The main thing is that it's short, ideally under a second, and it doesn't already have a huge reverb baked in. Drag that sample onto an audio track. If it's a vocal sample and you can still hear a little bit of meaning in it, that's actually a good thing. In jungle and D&B, that human ghost quality can sound really cool. It doesn't have to be fully abstract. A hint of voice can make the texture feel more haunted. Now double-click the clip to open clip view, and turn warp on. This is where the magic starts. For a smoky stretched effect, try warp mode set to texture first. That's usually a good starting point for cloudy, smeared tails. If your sound is very clearly vocal and you want to preserve it a bit more, Complex Pro is another good choice. But for now, go with texture. Adjust the grain size somewhere around 60 to 120, flux around 20 to 40, and envelope around 50 to 80. Don't worry if the sound gets a bit weird. Weird is kind of the point here. We're not trying to keep the sample pristine. We're trying to turn it into a ghost version of itself. Next, stretch the end of the clip longer. Drag it out so the impact becomes a sustained tail. You'll probably hear it morph into something cloudy, grainy, or slightly unstable. That's good. If it gets too choppy or ugly, back off a little on the stretching or lower flux. If it's too clean, you can always push it further. Now let's shape the front edge of the sound. Keep the first transient or little vocal strike readable, because that's what gives the listener something to grab onto. Then let the stretch tail do the atmosphere work. If there's dead air at the beginning, move the start marker slightly forward. If the first few milliseconds are clicky, add a tiny fade at the start. And if the tail feels like it's falling apart too much, just trim it and stretch a little less aggressively. A good rule of thumb is this. The first little bit should feel like the impact, and everything after that should feel like mood. Now add EQ 8 after the clip. This is where we start turning the sound into something that sits in the mix instead of fighting it. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz to clear out low-end mud. If it sounds boxy, cut a little around 300 to 600 Hz. If the stretched vocal gets harsh or piercing, tame some of that around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if the sound is too bright, a gentle high shelf cut above 8 to 10 kHz can help darken it up. You don't want to overdo it. We're not killing the character, just making space for the kick, snare, and sub. In D&B, especially jungle-flavored stuff, the low end needs to stay clean and powerful. Next, add saturator. This is where the sound gets a little grime, a little smoke, a little density. Try analog clip or soft sine as the type, then raise drive by about 2 to 6 dB. Keep an eye on the output so the volume stays controlled. If soft clip helps tame the peaks, turn it on. This step is great because it makes the texture feel less sterile. It also helps the sound stay audible inside a busy mix, which is super important in drum and bass, where there's a lot going on all at once. Now let's add space. Put reverb after the saturator, or send it to a return track if you want more control. For a smoky warehouse vibe, you want a fairly dark reverb. Try a decay of about 2.5 to 6 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds, low cut between 150 and 300 Hz, and high cut around 4 to 8 kHz. If you use it directly on the track, keep the dry slash wet somewhere around 10 to 25%. If you use a return track, you can keep the original hit dry and just send in as much atmosphere as you need. Honestly, for D&B, the return track method is often cleaner. If you want a little more dubby movement, you can also add echo. Set it to something like a quarter note or dotted eighth. Keep feedback in the 15 to 35% range, and filter the repeats so they sit behind the drums instead of cluttering the top end. Just a touch can make the whole thing feel more old school and shadowy. At this point, you might notice that effect is getting in the way of your drums a little. That's normal. In jungle and D&B, the breakbeats are busy and full of transients, so we need to keep the stretched texture in the background. One easy way to do that is with compressor sidechain to your drum bus or kick and snare group. Use a ratio around 2 to 4 to 1. Attack, between 1 and 10 milliseconds, release around 80 to 200 milliseconds, and lower the threshold until it ducks gently under the drums. If sidechain feels like too much right now, you can just automate the clip volume manually. That's totally fine for a beginner. The main goal is to keep the atmosphere supporting the groove, not stealing the spotlight. Now let's turn this into an actual arrangement moment. A stretched impact on its own is cool, but it really comes alive when it helps move the track from one section to another. Here's a simple old-school DNB setup. Let the drums and bass run for a few bars, then drop your vocal impact on the end of beat 4 before the next section. Stretch the tail out over the next few bars, and let it sit underneath the breakbeat or bassline. Then, right before the drop or break re-entry, automate the sound darker or quieter so the tension opens up. You can automate the reverb wet amount a little higher before the transition, then pull it back. You can also lower the EQ high shelf to make it feel like the room is closing in. A subtle auto-filter move can work too if you want the tail to slowly darken or open up. Keep thin automation subtle. The best smoky transitions usually feel more like a vibe than a special effect. If you want to get even more character, resample the processed sound. This is a classic DNB move. Record it to a new audio track using Ableton's resampling, and then you can do more with it. Once it's resampled, try reversing it for a pre-impact swell, or pitch it down a semitone or two for extra darkness. You can even slice it and use parts of it as little texture hits in different spots of the arrangement. This is where one simple sound becomes a real production tool. A really useful beginner mindset here is foreground, background, transition. The original impact is your foreground, the stretched tail is your background, and the automation or resampling is your transition layer. Once you start thinking that way, sound design gets a lot easier. Now let's talk about balance. Check your mix in context. Does the sub still feel solid? Can you still hear the snare clearly? Does the stretched impact add mood without making the top end harsh? If the effect feels too wide, use utility to tighten it up. Often in darker DNB, you want the low and mid-low elements more focused, with the atmosphere spread carefully above them. And if the sound is too obvious, just lower it until you kind of miss it when it's muted. That's usually the sweet spot. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't start with a sample that has too much low end. High pass it. Second, don't stretch it so far that it becomes lifeless. The best tail usually feels alive for 1 to 3 bars, then gets out of the way. Third, don't overdo the reverb or everything turns muddy. And fourth, remember that if the source is a vocal, that human character is part of the magic. Even a distorted voice can sound more emotional than a generic whoosh. Here's a quick pro tip. If your source vocal is a little too understandable, that's not always bad. In jungle-style atmosphere, a hint of language can make the sound feel haunted and human. That can actually be the whole vibe. Another good trick is to save your favorite settings as an audio effect rack. That way, when you find a stretched impact chain that sounds great, you can reuse it on other vocal chops, hits, or atmospheres later. So to recap, start with a short vocalish impact, warp it into a stretched tail, shape it with EQ8, add some grit with saturator, create space with reverb or echo, keep it under control with compression or automation, and place it in a real DNB arrangement moment. That's how you take one tiny sound and turn it into something that feels like smoky warehouse air hanging over the track. Simple technique, huge vibe. For your practice, try making 3 versions of the same sound. One clean and smoky, one darker and more degraded, and one reversed for a transition. Then place them in different spots in your arrangement and listen to which one feels the most jungle, which one leaves the snare space, and which one sounds like it belongs in a dark warehouse at 2 a.m. Alright, lock that in, experiment a bit, and have fun making the atmosphere breathe.